And we talked about it at the Congress, the adolescent mindset of the American, the average American. The average American doesn't reason through things. They have a toddler baseline understanding. Wear a mask so you don't get sick. Okay. Change, get used to not having oil. Okay. Give up your car for an electric car. Okay, whatever you say. Now, I don't care if you want to get, if you personally want to get an electric car and go completely island and be like, well, I power my car off my, if you want to do all that, that's pretty awesome. I'm saying you have to make that choice. You have to make that choice. And right now, a lot of Americans, and they don't know it, are being herded into places that, guess what? They're not going to want to be, because it's not going to be what they are doing today. It's not going to be what they're dealing with today. For goodness sakes, I'm pretty sure if you guys were on Twitter, you saw that video being passed around of the Black Lives Matter issue in Plano, Texas. There was a group of Black Lives Matter people. They were blocking the street. Some guy got out of the way, got out of his car, and told him to get out of the way. They said no. He walked over to a cop that was standing on the side of the road. And he's like, get these people out of here. And the cop was like, I can't do that, blah, 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 blah. The guy in the pedestrian had a gun pulled on him. The time to be able to prepare is still, the window is still open. Thanks be to God, the window is still open. But you people, and I say this with as much love as I can, not trying to be mean, but you guys that poo-poo any kind of idea about solar or wind or Mike's idea of individual kingdoms or anything like that, y'all better get on board. Whatever reason you have for denying even the options of solar or any of this other stuff, or establishing your own kingdom and detaching yourself from the federal government, you gotta get over it. I'll tell you, I've been part of that too. I'm still a part of it, man. I love it. I just had chicken wings last night for dinner. They were delicious honey barbecue chicken wings. By the way, I understand that boneless chicken wings are essentially a nugget, but I still think they're delicious. So whatever. I do concede that point. I don't really like bone chicken wings. Y'all get on me or whatever you want. To me, that's just too much like wasted food, right? I gotta get through this bone. Nah, just give me the wing nugget so I can just inhale it like a fat idiot. So I get it. So when I talk to you, I'm talking to you as a guy who's still doing it myself. Myself. But the time to be able to get access. This is the thing too, folks. I'm trying to tell you here on the Barrett Brief on the Crusade channel. The time to access these things like solar panels or natural gas generators. The boneless chicken farm. I know. I will take the punishment of the boneless chicken wing. I will take the arrows all day on that one. All day. But don't get me wrong, I would eat regular chicken wings. Shocker, right? The time to be able to access alternative strategies, because there's gonna come a point where that stuff's gonna go away. And the only option you're going to get is the government mandated option. You're going to get to a point where the government option will be the only option if you haven't taken steps beforehand. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You still have time to fortify your kingdom. You still have time to do it. Now, however which ways you want to do that. Um, I love it. So just take that into account. Just take that into account. We're seeing it. Commodities all going out. Dogecoin, which I should have sold it before Elon Musk went on. Dogecoin, I'm sorry for you crypto purists out there. Dogecoin, I should have sold that sucker before Elon Musk went on Saturday Night Live because now it's practically worthless. It was up to 70 cents. It was up to 70 cents. I got, you know what happened? My dad had a great saying, pigs get fed and hogs get slaughtered. I got slaughtered because I was a hog. I kept it just, I was seeing it, maybe I can get to 75 cents. Nah, I should have sold it when it was at 70. I should have sold it at 70. But people are running Ethereum, which is another bit of crypto, just smashed through $4,000. No, it's still at 51 cents, but it was at 75. So, yeah, I'm holding. But people are just throwing money into cryptocurrency right now because they see everything else happening. They see everything else happening. And they're trying to fortify. Can't invest in gold, can't buy lumber, can't find bullets. So what we're trying to find what I call alt currencies. I'm saying, and I said this at my talk at the Crusader Congress, energy will be an alt commodity. You're starting to see it. It was all laid out when they went after the Keystone Pipeline. And when sleepy, creepy resident in chief, Joe Biden, said at the third debate, yeah, I'm going to get rid of oil. And Trump was like, I got him. See, he said he's going to get rid of natural gas and oil. You hear this, people? And then the regime didn't care. They're like, we're going to put him in power anyway. Because there's a lot of money in alternative energies, quote unquote. See Solyndra. But that's what we have to look for. They may have the narrative behind alternative energies, but in the end, we can take this stuff and use it. There's nothing sinister about solar energy. There's nothing sinister about wind power. There's nothing sinister about any of these things. We can use it for our good. We can use it for our good. And I think we need to, because I believe people are still waiting, despite all the evidence to the contrary, that it's going to get better. It's not. And listeners of the Crusade Channel, you know it's not doom and gloom. It's just paying attention. A lot of people aren't paying attention. They don't want to pay attention. We're seeing it happen right before our eyes. We're seeing this all take place. And that's what we're looking at. So whatever commodity you want to get after, if you want to get into crypto, or if you want me, as soon as I have the funds, I'm getting a solar backup system. I'm getting a solar backup system that's expandable, that I can keep away. And if need be, I can pop it out, use it during peak times in my area, which I talked about peak times as well. Probably if you're in an apartment, you can get a small solar. You might not, if you're living in an apartment, you might not need that. You would want to power what? Your fridge and maybe a washer and dryer or something of that nature. Maybe a fan, depending on where you live. You can get a small solar generation system that doesn't take up a lot of room that you could put on your porch. If you want, I can talk to you about that. I'm not a solar powered expert, but they have kits like that. If you're in an apartment, you're probably going to want to do solar just because you can't really put a gas generator in there. But that's the whole point. Islanding. Islanding is something, it's the same concept as Mike's Kingdom. It's just a different, when I talk about islanding, I'm only focusing on the energy production, you producing enough energy on your own to be free of the federal government. So that when they're like, oh, by the way, the pipeline was just hacked and now it's frozen. You're like, ah, whatever, dude. Or we, you know, the price of boneless Buffalo Wild Wings is closed because there's no more chicken. You're like, that's cool. I got my chickens here. And my talk focused around two things. A, adjusting your expectations. And B, you don't want to be looking for this stuff when it's too late.